For us, of course, here in the West, such koans are not really koans at all. We simply read about them in books on Zen, or we hear them in Zen lectures. They are not problems for us, and we certainly don't sweat over them. We certainly don't lose any sleep over them. A real koan, we may say, is something that springs up quite naturally from your own life, your own thought, your own experience. It's something you can't get rid of, something that you're stuck with, something that is inseparable from your own life, your own self, your own personality, something that is, in a sense, you. Impossible, contradictory you, problematic you. That's the real koan. But how do you solve the problem, the insoluble problem? How do you resolve the absurdity of it all, the discomfort, the distress? What happens? Well, the sutra tells us what happens, or rather, it shows us, in this case, what happens. His house, after Rucciariketu is a householder bodhisattva, his house, the house in which he was sitting and thinking about the Buddha, thinking about his problem, his house became vast and extensive. In other words, his house simply expanded. I mean, what a wonderful experience. You're sitting at home and your house suddenly expands. This is what happened to Rucciariketu. His house expanded. And not only that, the entire house was transformed into beryl. Beryl is a sort of precious stone, usually green in colour, rather like an emerald. And the house also became adorned with numerous divine jewels. And all this, the sutra tells us, was a transformation due to the Tathagata, the Buddha. What this means, we shall see in a minute. At the same time, the house became filled with perfumes. The expanded house, transformed into beryl, adorned with divine jewels, became filled with perfumes. And then something even more wonderful happens. In that house, there appeared, in the four directions, four seats, if you like, four thrones made of divine jewels. And on those seats, on those thrones, appeared mats, also made of divine jewels and fine cotton cloth. And on the mats appeared lotuses adorned with numerous jewels. And on the lotuses appeared four Buddhas. In the east, Akshobhya, in the south, Ratnakuta, in the west, Amitayus, in the north, Dundubhisvara. And at the same time, the whole city of Rajagriha became filled with light. The whole universe became filled with light. And all beings in the universe became possessed of divine happiness. The blind had their sight restored. The deaf became able to hear. The mentally disturbed were restored to their senses. The naked were clothed. The hungry were fed. Disease, deformity disappeared. And as the sutra says, on a large scale in the world, there was an appearance of miraculous things. And when Rucciariketu saw the four Buddhas, he was amazed. He couldn't believe his eyes. And he felt, we are told, extremely happy, glad, joyful, and delighted. And he paid homage to those Buddhas, those four Buddhas. And they made him, by a sort of association of ideas, they made him recollect the virtues of the Buddha, the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni. But that made him think of his problem again. His problem, that how is it that the Buddha should live only for 80 years? He became obsessed with his problem again. So these four Buddhas, sitting on their four thrones, in the four directions, the four Buddhas became aware of what he was thinking. They became aware that his mind was troubled, aware that he had a problem, And being Buddhas, they became aware also of what that problem was, what he was thinking. And they all, as it were, told him not to think in that way, not to think like that. They told him that the Buddha's length of life was immeasurable, not limited to 80 years, not limited at all, immeasurable. They told him, in effect, not to identify the Buddha with his physical body, with his human frame. They told him, in effect, the Buddha is Buddhahood, and Buddhahood transcends time, and hence Buddhahood cannot be measured. The Buddha does not have an immeasurably long life in time. In the depths of his being, he does not live in time at all. And as soon as the four Buddhas had said this, had made this known, made this clear, to Rucharaketu, innumerable gods and bodhisattvas came together in Rucharaketu's house. And the four Buddhas proclaimed the truth of the matter to them all in a series of verses. That then follows in the sutra a subsidiary episode involving a Brahmin called Kaundinya, which also demonstrates, this subsidiary episode, the incommensurability, the immeasurability of the Buddha's length of life. So having understood this, having understood that the Buddha's length of life is in fact immeasurable, having had his problem solved, Rucharaketu is extremely happy, and he becomes filled, we are told, with noble bliss. At the same time, innumerable beings develop the will to enlightenment, and the four Buddhas then disappear. The chapter comes to an end.